George, tell us what you found out.
Well, first of all, I'm not writing about the Duke team per se. I'm writing about it as mirrored through the Hofstra coach, John Donowski, whose son was probably the best player on Duke. And now he's going through a season where his son isn't playing, and he's vying for a national championship. So it really is from the point of view of Hofstra. But as I've been reading and following the Duke scandal over the last month, it's pretty clear that these guys were somewhat out of control in the sense that people can have a high opinion of themselves and throw themselves around. I think only athletes get to do that on a campus. I mean, you don't have actors or accounting majors going around to the bars and pounding their fists on the table and saying Duke lacrosse. So it is a very much of a sports macho thing that, that some of the guys do. I don't think you see basketball players necessarily doing because there's only 10 or 12 players on a team, and football players is another situation. But these people were out of control to some degree. They were becoming annoying. Now, what happened behind closed doors at this party, I think we leave to the law enforcement officials. But there was a broader problem that the university hadn't dealt with.